One of the only worthy arguments against God's existence centers on the question of evil. And it goes something like this. If God exists, then there shouldn't be evil or injustice or any other problem in the world. Because if God is God, then an all-knowing and all-powerful and an all-good God would do something about it. See, God would know. He's omniscient. He could do something about it. He's all-powerful, omnipotent. And he would want to do something about it because he's all good. He's omnibenevolent. But we look around and we see brokenness, injustice, evil, sin. We see it all around us. Turn on the TV, scan the headlines, jump on social media for just a second, think about your family, even look in the mirror. And there's all sorts of dysfunction, all sorts of evils. And then the question arises, well, why doesn't God do something? Why doesn't God do something? Well, he did do something. He did do something. And that's what we reflect on, is what God has done as a response to all the evil, all the injustice, all the brokenness, all the sin in the world. But friends, more to the point, it's not just that God did something, it's that he does something. Because the mystery of the Passion is relevant for us today. It's not locked in history. The power of Christ's passion and his death and his resurrection, it's for all people and for all times, and it is for you and for me today. And so as we hear the Passion narrative proclaimed today, we should be moved, deeply moved, by all that Christ did for us. Absolutely, we should be moved by that. And if you're not, you just need to spend more time pondering the mystery, letting it penetrate into your heart, because you will be moved by all Christ did for you. But I'm drawn tonight to something he didn't do and wouldn't do. In the gospel narrative that we just heard, Jesus is mocked twice. Save yourself by coming down from the cross. He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down from the cross that we may see and believe. But Jesus wouldn't come down from the cross. He wouldn't save himself. He wouldn't come down until he had showed us the depth of his love for us. He wouldn't allow himself to be taken down from the cross until he had given every last ounce of his being, every last breath in his lungs, every last beat of his heart, all given as an offering for you and for me. Because only that type of love could save the world. Only that type of love. In that type of love is our salvation. St. Paul says it very well in Romans. It is precisely in this that God shows his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The great Pope Benedict XVI expands on this, and he says, only when someone values love more highly than life, that is, only where someone is ready to put life second to love for the sake of love, only that type of love can be stronger and more than death. If it is to be more than death, it must first be more than mere life. Jesus' total love for men, which leads him to the cross, is perfected in total stepping over to the Father, and therein becomes stronger than death. Stronger than death, my friends. That's the type of love that Jesus offers. Jesus' total love, which is on full display this Holy Week, it's stronger than death, stronger than any darkness in your life, stronger than any brokenness that you have ever experienced, stronger than any sin that you have ever committed. And that is a love that we are invited to accept, not because we deserve it, not because somehow we're worthy of it, but because Jesus wishes to give it to us. It is his gift. It is his grace that saves us, not because we're worthy, not because we've earned it, not because we deserve it, but because he loves us. And in that love, he gives that type of gift to you and to me. So we have to be simple to accept that gift. We have to pay attention to it. Because in paying attention to the gift, we'll be brought into right relation to the giver of the gift. And that means this week should look different. There should be more time for prayer, more time to listen to God who speaks his love to you from the cross, more time to enter into the liturgies that the church has to bring you close to the one who gives everything to you, more silence, more space for God to show himself to you, to let the love that he once poured out on the cross be real in your life today. Not a relic of the past, but a reality that shapes your present and opens your future. And so, we should pause before that mystery. We should pause with wonder, I hope, to ponder it. We should pause with sorrow for our sins, because the price that had to be paid for each and every one of us was beyond cost. We should pause with gratitude for all that the Lord has done and is doing and will do. We should pause so that our hearts can be transformed and elevated, touched by the gift of God, so that they can be filled with faith, with hope, and with love. Faith, hope, and love. Faith, because he who invites us to follow him is absolutely trustworthy. He is absolutely worthy of your trust. Hope, because in him there is no darkness in us or in the world that can overcome the light of his love. No darkness, no brokenness, no sinfulness, no despair. We are men and women formed in the hope that Jesus gives. And finally, love. Love, because is there anything or anyone more worthy of our love than Jesus? Friends, is there anyone who loves us like him?